Doctors treating patients they suspect have valley fever will soon have a new way to test for the disease. The Translational Genomics Research Institute, or TGen, along with the Utah-based company DXNA, says the FDA has cleared their new molecular test for the ailment. David Taus is president and CEO of DXNA and says the current test involves growing a culture, which can take up to 21 days, whereas this new test can provide an answer the same day. That speed, he says, helps patients with expenses.
The overall cost is much less because you're going to be able to detect it earlier, which means you're going to provide the clinician with an answer that allows them to be able to move forward with an appropriate treatment quickly. And that's what's critical for valley fever, is that you get an early diagnosis so it doesn't become a chronic problem.
Taus says patients who get the test will be sedated while their doctor takes a sample from their lungs. That sample tests for DNA of the fungus that causes valley fever and can determine whether a patient has it or not. Taus says his firm has been cleared to launch and market the product as well as sell it.
Our clinical sites that did the field testing for this, we're interacting with those facilities for them to implement the test as soon as possible here. But our full-fledged launch to take this to make sure that all hospitals and laboratories that are capable of running the test that want to do this, we're going to be doing this in earnest starting the first of the year.
Taus says some pulmonologists may be able to collect the samples and run the tests as well. For more on the new diagnostic tool and what its development means, I'm joined by Dr. Paul Keim. He's a professor at both NAU and TGen. And Paul, how significant is this?
Well, it's a first in class. I mean, we've never had an FDA-cleared test like this that we could use across all sorts of clinical and healthcare settings before. Given how important this disease is to Arizona in particular, also California, you know, this is a game changer. This is going to allow clinicians, physicians are going to be able to rule in or rule out valley fever for many, many folks in both of our big states.
It seems as though one of the challenges in dealing with valley fever is, in fact, diagnosing it, determining that a patient actually has this disease as opposed to some of the other diseases that may, you know, present with the same kinds of symptoms. Is that, in fact, one of the biggest concerns that physicians have had in the past?
Valley fever actually presents to the clinician similar to many other diseases. I mean, when you get valley fever, you may think you have influenza. And so doctors have to be able to diagnose or differentiate between the common illnesses like the common cold, influenza, and something very serious like valley fever. And it's their experience, but also really cutting-edge diagnostic tests like the one that we're bringing to market now, that allows them to differentiate that and give you the right therapeutics, the right drugs. If they don't do the diagnosis right, you're not going to get the right drugs and you're not going to get better.
At what point did it become clear that using the molecular level of this ailment was something that you could do to try to diagnose it?
Well, we've always known that one of the best targets for disease-causing organisms like valley fever is their genome. The proof that it was the right approach is now that the clinical trials are done and they just succeeded in a spectacular fashion.
How is the supply of medication to treat valley fever? Because if you have more people, in theory anyway, being diagnosed with this ailment, you're going to have more people potentially that need to get a hold of this medication.
Well, yeah, we have enough supply of the current drugs. I think if there's a problem there is we could use some better drugs. The current drugs we've had have been there for quite a while. They work, but it's a long therapeutic approach to curing somebody. And at TGen, we're actually working on new drugs. And so we're actually trying to get new drugs for valley fever out there as well. So we're working on the diagnostics, but we're also working on the therapeutic side because once you know you have valley fever, you need to have multiple options to get better.
Yeah, I was going to ask if maybe there's anything that you can take from developing the diagnostic tool that you might be able to also apply in terms of a treatment.
Well, when you test a drug, you need to know that the patient that you're treating really has the disease, and then you need a way to monitor the pathogen. And so when you have a good diagnostic, you can follow the patient across time as they're getting the new drugs. and you can see how effective it is. So the diagnostics and the therapeutics really do go hand in hand. And when one is better, it helps the other one get better at the same time.
What about the current medication is, you know, maybe less than ideal? I mean, what in your mind would a new Valley Fever drug do differently?
Well, we do see some drug resistance, some strains becoming resistant to the current drugs. We see that the regime is really long, and so a new drug, of course, then would avoid the old resistance or the old problems. Some patients have negative effects to the current drugs, and so a secondary drug would be good to have for those folks. And in fact, it brings up the potential of combination drug therapy too. Many of the most effective strategies we have against diseases like HIV and tuberculosis involve combinations of drugs. If we have new drugs, that possibility becomes a reality for Valley Fever too.
All right. Well, Dr. Keim, thanks a lot for your time on this. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.
Dr. Paul Keim is a professor at NAU and TGen.